Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to Mysteries, Miracles and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa. And that was Fabian Serenity. So I wanted to share that beautiful elixir with you before we got started on the radio show. For anyone who's new to Almeen's work, to this show, this show is called Mystery, Miracles and Mysticism. And it's dedicated to the sacred teachings of Almeen, world-leading mystic and seer. She's brought through so many sacred tools on Earth that you really can't. They're so profound. There's been so many changes, so much information actually. So anyone who is new to her work, if they're just beginning to start to feel a resonance to these sacred teachings and want to know more, I would ask you to consider going to www.spiritualjourneys.com, and you can check out the diary there, or what are beautiful to do are her lovely online courses. And you would check out www.spiritualmastery.com. There's amazing online courses there that will actually blow your mind for sure, and change you in a way that just leaves you feeling like a totally different person. That's the only way I can say it. So, without further ado, there was a big shift last week. We had the blood moon, and it was the merging of the masculine, which is the vertical, and the feminine, which is the horizontal. And this is what we were hoping to achieve in the blood moon. And so Amin went on to say that, you know, there had been an imbalance with the feminine aspect, and a lot of light workers would have been experiencing, you know, some kind of anger of some kind, and, you know, just to allow it to pass through us, or to vent in a, you know, when we're on our own. The point is, she brought through these beautiful sigils, and she gave them as a gift actually to everyone who wants to do it, because they're a lovely gift, and you can go and download them from the diary and have them in your home, you know, to help bring balance to the feminine, the masculine and the feminine. So if you check that out there, there's a beautiful angelic being called the Ithabach, and that's located in between the eyes and programs the brain to think spatially and directionally, thus keeping us trapped in the matrix while it dissolves in the third stage of resurrection. Its function alters during the first two stages. And that's from Almin. So, you know, there's a sigil you can use, a sacred angelic sigil you can use to place on your tongue, and beautiful angelic sigils to place within the teeth. If you want to know more about that, it's balancing the beautiful rays of light. And the 12 pairs of emotions. So it's just interesting to, I know we did this last week, but I'm just giving just a little recap on what has been going on. So you have the beautiful sigils, or restoring balance to the teeth. And I would like to just say what happened after that, because there was questions, people asking, did we do it? Did we restore the, you know, the masculine and feminine? Did we merge them? The answer is, I'll just read it to you here. So someone put in the question, are the masculine and feminine axis, I'll say that again because I don't think I pronounced that properly, are the masculine and feminine axis fully merged? So we recently had the opportunity to make an evolutionary leap. I asked Almin if we accomplished it. So this is what's wrote in front of me. I'm trying to see who actually asked us. Anyway, I'm just going to continue with Almin's answer, and we'll see. Almin's answer was, the full extent of the merging did not take place, even though the opportunity was presented to you, to the prejudice humanity has against the feminine approach of accessing and processing the information we receive from our environment. See Journey to the Heart of God, Dorkers versus Dreamers. Very good book. I keep it with all of Almin's other books. I keep it in a beautiful cabinet because it's like a little Bible to me, you know. And that's for me, that's my own perspective, because you do find yourself going to Almin's books and, you know, you're drawn to look at certain things, even though they're there. The information is there, you know. It's very interesting how she explains stalkers versus dreamers. Stalkers doesn't mean, I spoke about this last week, but I would highly recommend Journey to the Heart of God. So Almin is saying it requires that enough light workers self-examine and overcome the misperception that we can influence our reality more through logic and reason than through the guidance and pure frequencies of the heart. So I thought that was really interesting. You know, so really to do the self work and, you know, shift our own perspective. And, you know, just things will shift. You know, we'll shift it together. So I am now going to read this to you about, is the guidance of the heart reliable, after we've read the answer about masculine and feminine axis merging. So is the guidance of the heart reliable? This is by John. I couldn't wait to clarify with Almeen the purpose of the runes, integrating and outer. Integrating the outer and inner senses as they seem a bridge to clarify the issue of listening to the heart's guidance. The runes, you can go and check that out on Almeen's diary. Go to the store, you'll find it there as well. And Almeen has responded. Well, first of all, what is the contribution and value of the runes in merging the masculine and feminine within? Almeen answers, the answer to this will also answer an age-old question as to why the heart's guidance has not always been reliable. The runes speak the language that brings the man our inner space. The heart's guidance comes from the soul, our higher self. The masculine component of our psyche is that which interacts with our external experiences. The soul, an aspect of the masculine, has external experiences during the dream time and after death. How interesting is that? The feminine component of the psyche experiences our inner reality, our inner space. Our soul, the feminine of the masculine, is hard and competitive with its masculine because it is diminished and deliberately ignored as it operates in the masculine arena on a day-by-day basis. Its anger can cause sometimes deliberate wrong answers. Wow. And then the true feminine has its own arena, the inner reality. Although it has experienced some neglect from the masculine, its self-sovereignty has been unquestioned in its own reality. It can deliver reliable answers through inspiration because it can receive the infinite intent with its many subtle senses. The use of the runes initiates communication between the masculine and feminine of the person in preparation for the eventual full cooperation between inner and outer space, a deeply sacred and mystical union. Actually, a few shivers there reading that. That is so profound and beyond, like, deep, you know? It's really profound. And I resonate to a lot of what she's saying here, a lot to all of us, to be honest. So I definitely feel, I'm actually very excited about the coloured rune cards that are coming out. I think they're going to be really worth getting for anyone who's interested in doing sacred runes and want to take this seriously, because it's definitely a calling you feel within, and it's definitely something I want to become really good at, the sacred rune cards. Very, very beautiful. What a gift on earth, everybody. So I'm aware that there's a retreat going on in Russia, I think, at the moment with Frohir. He's gone over there, so I feel there's been many shifts over the weekend. So moving onwards with that, I'm going on to our next little post, and this is writing for my inner child. Really, this show, I'm just giving you updates on what's been happening, because there's been so much, and I'm finding it hard to verbalize everything, actually. So what I'm going to do is just read this as well, and we'll read up to everything that Almeen has, well, what we've all been going through, actually, and what we've done and are trying to achieve, actually. So, okay, we have the writing from my inner child. Almeen has been receiving beautiful writings about a little girl called Freckles. So they're just giving us an update here. Did you know we have received inquiries about the installments of the short stories Almeen has written to accompany fragrant oil blend Freckles? We wish to share with you, actually it's not a little girl, it's Susie is the little girl, if I'm correct. I'll have to double check that. But the fragrant oil blend is Freckles. I did say this before on the radio show. I did remember seeing a lady with a lot of freckles, and she was very beautiful. I was like looking at her one, but it was like I could see her in her chart and all her freckles. I remember the distinction of her freckles. I just thought she was the most unusual being I'd ever met. And it was very sweet. So to accompany the fragrant oil blend Freckles, we wish to share with you the story of how it began. From December until May of this year, Armin had no voice and was unable to laugh, cry, or speak. Initially, even her writing was illegible, and we've got her a cell phone to communicate. She was aware that her daughter, Jaylene, was suffering without her, and started writing her daily installments of a story about an arrogant rooster named Cocky, the barnyard rooster. All the humor she couldn't express elsewhere, she poured into the story. And she found that even grown-up spirits were lifted during these very sad times. Oh, actually, in May, thanks to the prayers of our light family everywhere, doctors found a way to restore her voice. But Amin had learned that no matter what age, the inner child needs to be uplifted and entertained. And the fragrance of freckles and the stories about Susie were born. What is their purpose? To quote Amin, life doesn't have a purpose. It is for our enjoyment and aware appreciation. And so her stories about a mischievous girl, named Susie, and the fragrance she inspired continues to delight us and bring laughter into our day. I am feeling about this story of freckles. the stories of freckles, Susie and Helen of Troy, and Susie and the salamander. These are really sweet stories and nurturing for your inner child. So I would suggest to anyone who has, been feeling unloved or, abandoned or in anywhere, just, to consider allowing their inner child just to be still and to read the stories and just listen to them. But what I'm feeling also from the beautiful fragrance that Almina has brought out, I feel from what I've read here that it's also connected to the inner child and will actually help uplift. I don't presume to know anything. I don't. I'm just saying what I'm feeling right now. But I'm feeling it will help uplift your own inner child and help it feel entertained as well. I'm just feeling it. There has to be some kind of connection here. I just feel it. And so I do feel that very much strongly, actually. So very grateful for that. Again, moving on to what else happened. Oh, yes. Here we are, a personal message from Almin. And I have to say, I did shed tears. The longer... This is from Amin, and she addresses it to my beloved life family. The longer I am not able to be in your presence, the deeper my love grows, and the more I miss you. When we are together, I truly feel how powerfully we are creating heaven on earth, one day at a time. So many blessings to you, my beloved ones. Remember, wherever you are, is holy ground. With deep praise and gratitude, Amin. And it really touched my heart. And, you can express to Amin, it's uplifted all, everyone from even reading this. Well, I don't speak for everyone, I speak for myself. But, it definitely uplifted me to hear from Amin. And, she's on the road to recovery. She's healing rapidly. I'm so grateful for that. Very grateful for her here. I'd like to read one of what, everyone posted beautiful, beautiful responses to that personal message. She did work very, very, very hard. Okay, so moving on, personal power. What is the correct intellectual attitude for understanding Almeen's teaching? How can we integrate it and have it become a reality? Some students are confused and struggling to understand. Some seem to reach a new kind of perception. Some repeat the words but seem not to integrate the teachings. That means gain the perception, because they continue to manifest the same situation in their lives. Almeen answers, how great or how small a change these sacred teachings make in someone's life depends on how much personal power they have managed to achieve. One without personal power needs years of studying for us to see significant changes in their lives. One who has more personal power needs only minimum exposure for them to change dramatically. Many of the tools are designed to increase personal power for this reason. For this reason, do not expect all travelers in the sacred journey to change equally fast. And then there's also a when there is no time. If you are in eternal time, which is at their own level of awareness. So it's a really beautiful response from Almeen. And the other one, and I have to say my heart chakra has been very sore today. Judgments of the heart. Where have we judgments of the heart? Featured in Almeen's upcoming book titled Bridge of No Time, which is a handbook for room masters and set to be released on New Year's Eve, December the 31st, 2015. What a lovely gift to give somebody, eh? We share a section pertaining to judgments of the heart. It seems to speak to recent posts here on the diary. How interesting. So anyway, The Bridge of No Time is actually it's a trilogy actually of books, because you have the Book of Spells, you have the Book of Runes, which they all make up a sacred alchemy. And when you get the Bridge of No Time, you're going to be completing this massive alchemical equation. And none of them have to be read to work. The Book of Spells cancels out black magic. The Book of Runes prevents ethereal interference. So, you know, when the three of them are joined together, they're going to create this massive alchemical equation, going to be very profound and a gift to have in your house or anyone's house. Those who have the respect to have them in their own homes and appreciate them, then what a gift. So, we're going to read this without what's in part of The Bridge of No Time. Sadness versus joy. To deny sadness is to deny compassion. Sadness carves the hollows in the soul that enable us to feel more empathy and compassionate understanding. It signals the desire to change, providing the impetus to drive us beyond existing paradigms. Joy follows as a stabilizing influence. Each of these opposites is the result of judgmental occlusions that cause only partial perspectives. Temporary occlusions shape our perspective and hence our experiences. Okay. Partnership versus self-contained aloneness. Successful self-contained aloneness is also the key to successful togetherness. Self-containment comes from the integrated and supportive expression of sub-personalities. The tendency to over-polarize into inner space can be counteracted by a partnership that energizes and stimulates a variety of emotions such as fun or play. Aloneness allows us to focus on a love affair with life and with ourselves. I really like that. Very beautiful. But is this a judgment of the heart? That's interesting. I think you have to look at that, actually. Okay. And the other one is valuing family over strangers. The tendency to value the known over the unknown has been the primary cause of the trapping of awareness and stagnation through complacency. Family, no matter how dysfunctional, is given more value because of the predictability of the interactions. They are seen as part of the individual's comfort zone, and for many, as part of their identity. Because the tribe assigns labels, roles, and value to its members, they provide mirrors of uniformity. Tribalism and uniformity prevent the fostering of individuality and greatness. New perception yielding new power can come through insights of width. The lessons we gain from unknown strangers that we encounter, or for the aware, from seeing deeply into family members and finding the unknown within the familiar, both have equal value. Really interesting. So that's some of the judgments of the heart, and she put three of those down there. So that's really interesting. I'm really going to have to look at partnership versus self-contained aloneness. Okay, everybody. Really, this show is shorter than usual, but I wanted to read to all of you really what has been occurring since our last radio show. And there was, you know, we were all kind of hyped up about the blood moon. So we have had many shifts since then, and we are going to hopefully continue to work on ourselves and, you know, merge ourselves with our own inner feminine and inner masculine, and, you know, remove judgments of the heart. So I'm very grateful to this show. I was hoping to have more music on the show this evening, but that didn't happen. So that is why I'm talking a lot. And we'll be back hopefully again on Thursday. And I hope you enjoyed the show. This show is just a lot of updates today, and just really bringing everyone up to date, those who weren't aware or haven't tuned in for a while. I am grateful that you do tune in. I'm grateful that you listen. And I send my love to all of our beloved Life family for all that they do. Their dedication is incredible. And I'm very grateful to be here, and I hope you've enjoyed this show. And hopefully we'll tune in again, and we will all connect again, hopefully later on during the week. Okay, bye, everybody.